Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the flexibility of a 1031 exchange.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We find ourselves in a fascinating real estate market, both the commercial investment and the residential, in that we don't have people with the courage to be a seller because they may turn around and have to be a buyer.
Yes, that's an interesting prospect, because that's most likely what's going to happen unless you want to pay the capital gains taxation on that investment-held property or the property that you hold for your business. And if your objective is to pass forward all of your equity into a replacement property or a different property, then you need to really be thinking in terms of a 1031 tax-deferred exchange.
I think what I've learned about the 1031 exchange, Bob, is that there are opportunities much broader than what people think. You don't have to trade an apartment building for an apartment building. You don't have to trade one building for one building. You can break up your investment money in a lot of different ways, and that's probably pretty key in this market.
Yes. In fact, on a number of occasions, that's a wise plan. As an example, if I started by buying a house and then later I moved out of it and used it as a rental and then traded that equity forward into a threeplex and then a 10-plex and a 50-plex, it keeps getting larger, which shows that you're being successful, assuming that you're surviving all things considered. But now what do you do? Maybe you do one more tax-deferred exchange on an exchange strategy that I've called the Golden Parachute. It's my name. I've trademarked it. Sure, you can't trademark an idea. But the logic is I roll forward into maybe 5 or 6 different properties, all of them added together, do satisfy the even or up in value and the even or up in equity test. And that gives me then potentially 6 things that I could either do refinance one of them, sell one of them, but deal with them individually.
You have
or
more
even
flexibility.
Hand it to 5 different heirs.
You have flexibility
I've
with
got
that.
Total flexibility, and it's been generated off of a tax deferred exchange.
That's the kind of magic you can have in a market like this, but you've got to have someone next to you. Give Bob Nelson a call regarding the 1031 exchange on your property. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.